This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Entertainment Weekly put together a list for us of popular songs that were written about celebrities. And this includes both diss tracks and love songs. Sarah, you'll be so excited to learn that Taylor Swift is only on the list three times.
My girl!
But some of the highlights that are not Taylor Swift songs, these are the rock songs or closest to rock songs that were included in the list. So maybe we'll play the audio and you guess if you know who it's about.
Okay.
All right, here's the first one.
What's Nirvana? Heart-shaped box.
Yeah.
It's about the woman, the myth, the legend. Miss Courtney Love.
Correct.
Yes. A nice love song.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder how she felt the first time that she heard this. And she's like, what's this song about, Kurt? You. And it's called what? Heart-shaped box. It's a love song.
Yeah, of course. Here's the next one.
I heard that you were talking and you didn't think that I would hear it. People hear you talking like that, getting everybody fired up. So I'm ready to attack.
This isn't No Doubt. This is just Gwen Stefani, right?
Okay.
That's right, put your pom-poms down, getting everybody fired up. Few times I've been around that track, so it's not just gonna happen like that. Cause there ain't no holler back, girl. Ain't no holler.
Who's it about?
Apparently it's about Courtney Love as well.
Interesting. Okay, I gotta find the. I'm looking at. Apparently, according to Entertainment Weekly, looking at the story now, Courtney Love described Gwen Stefani as a cheerleader type. That's funny. Okay, so the entire song, the whole cheerleading vibe of it is a knock at Courtney Love making fun of her.
Yeah, don't come at Gwen.
No.
Look at my girl.
But what's wrong with being a cheerleading type?
I don't think she said it like in a. And like, you look like an awesome cheerleader. I think there was like kind of like a condescending tone to it. You know what
like
I mean?
You look ditzy and stupid and you can only kick your leg.
You know what?
Thing.
As a former cheerleader, I take offense to those descriptions, Sarah.
Yeah, why were you looking at Tyron with such disdain when you said that?
I really was, though. Good for you.
Another off the list of Entertainment Weekly's list of popular songs that were written about celebrities.
Lights will
Now, Danny, I know you don't like this song.
I don't want to hear your Coldplay propaganda, Steve.
First three records are fantastic. And this might be one of their best written songs of all time.
It's a very emotional song.
How do you not like this? This song was like used on So You Think You Could Dance like a billion times.
Just because you can
all that fancy jazzy crap where like they're, my heart's coming out of my chest.
It's so terrible.
It was probably a great dance, but...
So terrible.
Just builds and builds. Well, who was it written about, Steve Miggs?
Danny V, apparently. We need to fix him. No, dude. Whenever I talk about how much I love some of the earlier Coldplay stuff, all my rocker buddies are like, why? I'm like, because of this.
Because of this.
It was written for, about, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, even worse.
No, I didn't want to know that. I don't know why, but now knowing that doesn't...
Now you hate the song.
I don't know if I hate it, but it definitely knocks it down a notch or two. I might be on Danny's side now after all. Damn it.
And one more little sample of Entertainment Weekly's list of popular songs written about celebrities.
Max Speaker, having the time.
Oh, I know this one. Which I think there's a lot of, like, irony to the fact that Steven Tyler is writing a song about somebody that he thinks looks like a girl.
I mean, if you've seen Steven Tyler lately, he looks like someone's grandmother.
That wants to talk to a manager.
Yes.
It's like Karen Tyler.
So wait, who is it about?
Vince Neil of Motley Crue.
What?
Right? Which is kind of funny when you think about it. As they've gotten older, Steven looks more like the lady, and Vince Neil does not look like a lady.
Well, and it's funny, too, because like I was watching the video when I was pulling the clip. I didn't know who it was about, but I was looking the video, and like they are so feminine in that video.
Well, the whole...
Like even his dance moves, his like gesture. Yeah. It's like, what?
Well, I guess the backstory was like he was at a bar, and he saw what he thought was a hot blonde, and he went up to the... Or, like, the hot blonde turned around, and it was Vince Neil from Motley Crue. I mean, I don't know if you guys have ever been guilty of that, like, where you're driving, and you see something, like, whoa, look at that girl. And then you're like, oh, no, that's just someone that still likes hair metal. Like, damn it. Nice pants, sir. You know what's another good one? It wasn't on the list, but Jesus Christ Pose by Soundgarden.
Who was that about?
Perry Farrell.
Really?
Because I guess, like, you know, when Perry sings, he kind of puts his arms out there like it looks like a Jesus Christ pose. And it was like kind of a goof on Perry Farrell.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
Thanks, Migs.
I'm here for you.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You?
The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.